Hello and welcome to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast.
This digital dealer interview series is brought to you by our friends and partners at
Pure Cars,
VinQ,
Team MXS,
Fixed Ops
Digital, M1 Data and Analytics, and
Drive Center.
If you want more information or want to partner with the group,
go to carguycoffee.com.
Let's brew! What's going on, car guys and car gals? It's Ramirez, the car guy.
And it's Brelan, our subprime hero.
And we are brewing solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. We are having fun over here at the Pure Cars booth. And we are over here with the one,
the only, Adam Alfio!
Welcome to the show.
What's up, brother? How you doing, man?
This guy's got all the good hair. He's got the good hair, got the beard, got it all, and this jacket.
He looks like the most interesting man in the world right now. He literally does, man. You got that swagger about you. You got this confidence.
Where are the Dos Equis?
Yeah, hey, I don't know. I think it's about that time. It is almost 5 o'clock, but it's 5 o'clock somewhere right now. I promise you that.
We might need you to say this, and we'll use it for a different clip. I don't often drink coffee, but when I do, it's Car Guy Coffee.
You got it.
Go ahead, say it.
I don't often drink coffee, but when I do, it's Car Guy's coffee.
That's right.
Get you some, baby.
Come on. All right, we got an extra little spot there. Appreciate it. But tell us, Adam. So, what are you doing here? Tell us about you and why you're even at this event.
So my name is Adam Alfia. I'm the founder and managing director of Real-Time Feedback, two-way customer engagement platform. We help car dealers find out if they have unhappy customers in real time. And all their happy customers, we send them straight to Google or to any other website they want to leave a positive review.
That's awesome.
It's a very simple idea. Find your unhappy customers and amplify your happy customers.
No doubt about it. Yesterday, we were in the V20 group, and Wes was there. He was talking about your product and how excited he was about your product. And I love what you said. It's very simple. But yet, it's perfect. And a lot of people are just completely oblivious to doing something like that. Being able to have your customers communicate with you at their level when they want to, at the moment that there is an issue, be able to even just hit a QR code. Just be able to go, boom, here's what I see over here in this bathroom. Boom, here's what I see in the snack bar. Boom. Why is my car taking so long? To me, that's pretty powerful as a consumer, but as a dealer and as somebody who's an advocate for dealers to be better, let's be better. Let's get that information in real time. Let's get it right at that moment. Let's get them communicating. But one thing I love that Wes said that I think is going to be the curveball, but I also think is for you aggressive dealers that are really wanting to do something different, is you have to respond to those things. They can't just do this, say, hey, there's an issue and nothing happens. That makes it worse. So the key is, you have to be a dealer who's progressive, ready to go, who loves their clients, and actually is going to make a change real time, right when it happens. But once you guys bring the tools and you bring what the dealers need to be able to do that, really easy, really simple. Sit inside the store, sit in your service department, sit or whatever, and just there you are. Let's communicate.
We like to say, give them help before they yell.
Because if they do, then if you help them before they yelp, then they yelp you. I love
that. You're done, right?
But if you help them first, that yelp will be way better. So that's a big deal. I love that. What a great.
Give them help before they yelp. The first question we ask dealers is, do you really want to know? Don't come. Don't say, yeah, we really care about our customers. Do you really want to know about the problem customers? Do you really want to take care of them? Because like you said, if you can get that information, customer goes, I just had my car serviced. Y'all had it for 3 weeks. Blah, 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 blah. I am never coming back. And you don't respond to that customer when he's telling you directly, not on Google, if he's telling you directly, I'm never coming back. And somebody doesn't pick up the phone or use our platform to message them immediately, hey, let me take care of you. It costs you so much money. A, bring that customer in your dealership. B, buy a car. C, come to you for service. And then they have a bad experience and you're not doing anything about it. And you're just burning money trying to get new customers all the time. It's much cheaper to keep a customer than it is to find new customers all the time.
Hey dealers, Car Guy Coffee Podcast and Certified Solutionaries are honored to be part of
Team VinQ.
The solutions they've been brewing for you to acquire more vehicles, advertise merchandise, and manage those vehicles has made them one of the most sought-after dealer partners in the market.
They are 100% CGC approved.
And when you visit them at VinQ.com,
you'll see a whole hill of beans worth of reasons why.
Team VinQ, let's brew!
And those numbers, we all know it's true, right? But you dealers out there, come on, be honest. How many are actually doing something about it? I get it. We're all about let's move the metal. Let's get cars out on the road. But let's maintain those customers. Let's retain those customers. Let's make sure they come back with a smile on their face, knowing that you care, knowing that their opinion matters to you. Man, that's amazing. I love what you're talking about.
But being able to show that, being able to be in front of the customer so often that you're saying, we want to know. And that is something that has to be hard for dealers to get themselves in front of. But the saving of a situation, so often we believe that a lot of your heat cases at the store is usually somebody being avoided. They're not trying to talk to them. They're not trying to hear from them. They're delaying the phone call. Salesperson is on top of them until they buy. When they're gone, it's almost like they lose their number. Relationship's over, one night stand type of flow. What have you seen be some of the excitement that dealers have had knowing that they can get ahead of their problems and they can actually feel and hear directly from their customers, even if it's not being filtered to them through the people?
So we have three different ways that we engage with customers. The first one is, as you mentioned, the QR codes in the dealership, in the service department, etc. Because what we find is, I own a bunch of restaurants as well in Dallas, crab restaurants, if you're ever in Dallas, we do crab boils.
I'm in.
So what we used to find out is even when the manager goes to every single table, hey, I'm the manager here, how's your experience? People say, oh, everything's fine. We found out that fine is another four-letter word. Fine is not great.
Right.
So customers that actually, yeah, everything's fine, and then leave us a two-star review. Look, we asked you what the problem was. The customer didn't say anything. It's because customers, especially the younger generation, when you come to them face-to-face, will not tell you their real opinion. They don't like that face-to-face confrontation. They get anxiety. They don't know how to interact on a face-to-face basis. So we found if you give them a QR code, and you say, hey, scan that code, and that goes directly to my manager, they're much more comfortable behind the screen telling you digitally about their issue. And so we launched it in our restaurants. And we launched it 6 years ago at our restaurant chain. And our interactions were sky high. Our Google reviews got way better. Because we're now talking to that, because that manager fixed that issue. They sent him a link to leave his review. They know it's a happy customer. So that's the first way. The second way is we're integrated with your DMS. Every time a customer buys a vehicle and that deal's closed or that your order is paid for, within 30 seconds, that customer gets a text message that says, hey, John, this is service manager at XYZ dealership. Thanks for trusting us with your vehicle service needs. On a scale of 1 to 5, how would you rate your experience today? It has a link with 5 stars. That's it. They hit 5 stars, boom, we send them to Google. If they hit anything but 5 stars, hey, we apologize, we didn't give you a 5-star experience. What part of your experience can we improve on? This goes straight to our manager who will reply. So we're setting that expectation. And they go in there, oh, right. Hey, I was here for 3 days for my car repair. I got it back. It was dirty. Y'all didn't fix the problem. And that goes straight to my manager. Boom. So he needs to now respond to that customer.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're telling you, hey, I had an issue. What are you doing? Fix it. And we have bells and whistles that remind them, hey, a customer sent something in. The thing that really I'm excited about is we recently integrated ChatGPT.
Hey, dealers, franchise and independent, we have some great news for you and your number one sales pro.
Your website. Partner with Team MXS, we have the ability to pull you out of that cookie cutter merry-go-round and help your website embody what it means
to do business with you.
From the highest quality production to the most strategic optimization, we want to help you connect better to the ever-changing market.
We owe it to you and your team to at least let us do a quick
and free
checkup on your website. We can't wait to hear from you.
Go to teammxs.com. Back to the show.
Let's face it, most people today don't know how to write nice, responsible, well-written, organized thoughts, right?
You're right.
Plus, you're right. Most people don't want to stop their day. I go, shit, another happy, unhappy customer. I got to sit there. So we integrated AI that looks at that customer's issues, and it will write you a nice, well-written response addressing every issue, and then you can still edit it, but it gives you a really nice starting point. So now you can go in there, it goes, hey, I put $20 in your account. Next time you come in, you got a coupon, or I'll watch your, whatever it is.
Whatever.
But it gives you the real nice bones, and it's decreased our response time from, let's say, an hour and a half to like 20 minutes, because now it's way easier for you to do that, right?
Heck yeah.
So that's the second way we do it, is we hit every single customer with a text message as soon as they finish transacting with you. Third way we do it is we have a page that scrapes all of your online reviews, Google, Facebook, DealerRate, or whatever is out there. We put it on a nice page for you, shows you all the reviews, your ratings, and it automatically responds to all your 4 and 5 star reviews automatically. So we'll load like 50 different ways of saying thank you.
Yeah,
nice review. Because you don't need to write a big long thing. Hey, thanks for your review. We can't wait to see you again.
hey, thanks for your positive review. We love having you as a customer. Just
great salutations to be able to push off.
Right, that's 4 and 5 stars. Now 1, 2, and 3, you got to respond on your own. But we have AI built into it as well that it writes a nice response to that review where you can just look at it, make a couple edits, boom, send it off.
Man, I mean,
so we're making it as easy as possible. You still have to interact with it. This is not autopilot. People, you have to do the work. Unhappy customers take a little bit of hand-holding and massaging. We love you. Come back. We're sorry. Because once that customer goes, it's not just for the average lifetime value of a customer service is over $10,000.
Yep.
That's just one customer. That does not include all the people that they tell about. And I just picked up my car. They had it for a week. My check engine light fell off. Magic, because people are calling you. You're on your phone. Yeah. People are calling you. Hey, would you? What's up? Man, I just picked up my car at XYZ dealership. Those bastards had my car for a week and still not loose. How many people are you telling about that experience?
Everybody.
Everybody. Don't buy a car there. I'm going somewhere else.
We all know bad news, it spreads like wildfire. Good news, they don't tell anyone. They're like, oh, it was good.
No.
You have to do something.
They have a thing called the customer service paradox that says, if I'm an unhappy customer and I tell the company about it and they do fix the problem in a satisfactory way for me, I become more loyal as an unhappy customer that became a happy customer,
right,
more than a happy customer that never had an issue.
Bingo. Became more loyal because everybody's going to have a problem. The room for improvement is vast amongst all of us, and even in our service, as good as we all want to do it, a customer's going to see a perspective that maybe they're not happy with. But if we don't respond, it's over. But if you respond, like you said, a lot of times they become even more loyal because the average salesperson, the average dealership doesn't respond, or they keep pushing it off to somebody else and no one ever gives them a pure answer or even apologizes. So being able to respond quickly on when they want it, being able to communicate and get the information from them at their pace, not with the manager in front of them. Like you said, they may give it a little gun shy and just be like, no, everything's fine. When at the end of the day, we all know it's not. Just like our wives, right? Hey, honey, you okay? I'm fine. No, but seriously, what's wrong? No, seriously, I'm fine. No, you're not. I know you're not fine, right? It's no different. So you got to pull it from them. But you know what? It makes me want to send my wife a little text message. Hey, on a scale of 1 to 5, are you sure you're fine? You know, I think it's great.
Don't ask something you don't want the answer.
Hear that, right? You're right. You're so right on that, Adam. So, you know, what you guys are doing is great. When I heard just a little bit that I heard yesterday, and now I'm hearing more, man, that's dynamic. That's a trio of just greatness that you can do for your customers.
Well, that's all the what happens when it's negative. So all the happy customers, so 90% of your customers are happy. Those 5-star reviews, those 5-star ratings that you get, as soon as you get, they hit 5 stars, we're sending them to Google directly.
Yeah, sweet.
And
I love that.
On average, our average dealership that does maybe 400 or 500 ROs a month is getting 100 5-star Google reviews every month. If you're like 1,000, you're getting 200, 250 5-star Google reviews every single month. Matter of fact, we went to a show in Orlando, what was it, 3 weeks ago? And we were looking for seafood restaurants around us. There was one seafood restaurant that was 4.4 stars, like 2,600 reviews. Another one had 4.3 stars with 1,000 reviews. What is it?
We know you're enjoying the show so far. We just wanted to quickly remind you about our partners at
Fixed Ops Digital
and how they are automotive's premier service marketing and technology company.
Not only proud sponsors of the Car Guy Coffee podcast, but they also serve as your dedicated point of contact for all your online service marketing related needs.
Servicing dealerships throughout the U.S. and Canada, the mission is to create a better online experience for your service customers while using data intelligence to drive more fixed operations revenue.
If you want to take your service marketing efforts to the next level, go to
FixOpsDigital.com.
Back to the show.
Let's go.
That 0.1 star.
Oh, makes a difference.
And all those reviews.
A lot more. I'm the same way.
Even on Amazon, when you buy something on Amazon, something's 4.3 stars versus 4.4 stars, I'm buying the 4.4.
Especially if they got a lot of reviews. It's one of the first things I look for is a lot of reviews. And then I know that the product's been out there. It's been all over the place. So there's going to be good reviews in there. And then I go back and review them. I look at the number like you said there. And if you don't have any reviews, I don't shop with them. So the world is way more dominant.
So Google looks at 4 things when they rank you when somebody goes XYZ near me, let's say car dealerships. We look at A, how many reviews you're getting. B, what's the rating of those reviews. C, are you responding to those reviews? Because those are just important. And lastly, how fast you're responding. But Google says if I'm putting out a platform for customers to give you their opinion about you and leaving your remark and you're not responding, you don't care about Google customers, Google doesn't care about you. We're going to rank you lower in those rankings because you're not responding to your customers.
Oh, wow.
Really important.
It's amazing. We have a thing called Reputation Scorecard. If anybody wants to check theirs, go to checkmyscorecard.com. You can put in your business information. They'll give you a scorecard of what you look like online. Checkmyscorecard.com. And when you do that,
it's awesome.
It'll give you those four things. How many reviews in the last 6 months? How many reviews you got? The ratings of the reviews, what percentage of customers you're responding to, and how fast you're responding.
He just gave you guys a free tip that you can go out right now and score yourself. Know what you're at. You're actually not going to score yourself. They're going to score you, so you can get a true scoring of where you can get better. And when you see those things, there's four different metrics that they're using. Figure out which one you need to work on that. Fix it. And then guess what happens? You're going to get further up the page. You're going to get more opportunities, and more people are going to see you when they type in the kind of product that you have. So that's a great tip. And I think you can share that. I need to look that up.
One thing that dealers do a lot when they first open up their dealership is they do a Google review page for Google My Business page for their dealership and for their service center. And then one thing they don't do is send people to their service department website to leave reviews. So now you got one dealer site that has, let's say, 1,500 reviews, great reviews, and then their service department, which is a different page, has like four reviews.
Right.
So when people are looking for car service, it goes, oh, this place has four reviews. Because dealers forget that they have that service page, and they're not sending anybody there.
Yep.
So what our platform does is, if you bought a car and you get a text message from our channel for that car purchase, we send you to the main site. If you got your car service, and then you got a text message for your service, we send you to the service side.
Also, they can get that rating up more, obviously have more quantity and quality.
I just ran a dealership this morning that had, in the last 180 days, one review. Three stars.
Wow. No way.
Because if I call up the GM, because we have their sales side, I go, hey, do you see your service department? There's no why. I go, man, you guys got one review. Man, I had no idea.
No, they didn't. They don't. You know what? I can see how they could oversight that, because they have so many on the sales side. They think that it means it all covers all bases. When you're right, when somebody types in service or whatever they're looking for when it comes to their vehicle being service and fix ops, they're not typing in sales or that. They're looking at a completely different page, and that review is going to make a difference. So you got guys, gals, I'm telling you, if you're out there, you're not checking out both those sites, that's two free tips he just gave you. You can get scored, and you can need to go in there and see what your reviews look like on both sides of the house, because it's super important. Because I'm going to tell you, as this crisis happens, they call it, with the UAW doing all this stuff, right? We're going to see that people are going to be getting more repairs done on their cars. They're going to have more service. So you need to make sure that when they're looking you up to get their car, like a brand new transmission, or they're going getting a transmission flush on their vehicle, you need to make sure that you're available and you have all those reviews. Because I'm going to look at the one that has the most reviews and go there myself too. So if I have to drive an extra 20 miles to get there, I'm going to drive that extra 20 miles because I'm going to get better service. I'll probably get my car back the same day. I'll probably be communicated with, or I can go somewhere that has no reviews or one and roll the dice. I know I'm in Las Vegas, but I don't like to gamble anymore. So I'd rather not gamble with my car and with my time. So I'm going to make sure that my car gets somewhere that I know is going to be fixed. I know has a great review and is going to be done right. So folks, this is so many different levels on this. So for the good and the bad, it's like you said, it's just as bad to not get reviews as it is to have bad reviews. Matter of fact, it's worse, because at least with bad reviews, they have something to read. When they have nothing, they're literally clicking next. Like, no reviews, click. Man, powerful stuff, man. Really powerful stuff.
Quick question. Do you know what Smart Pixel 2.0, Location IQ, and Audience IQ have in common?
You know I do. They are solutions that our friends and proud sponsors, M1 Data and Analytics, are brewing for automotive and beyond.
Once again, you're right, my friend. And we want to invite all of our audience to go to m1-data.com to see how they can help propel your business forward with the right data insight.
Go check them out at m1-data.com.
Let's brew!
Come on now, back to the show.
On that, so making sure that we do pull in accountability, because we can create a QR code, we can create an awesome system that ideally sounds like it's going to work great. We want it to work great. How have you seen it being implemented inside of the stores? What kind of training do you have around, or do you help to get the dealer to make sure that what they have and they have access to is actually being implemented?
So we have a bunch of fail safes. So when these feedbacks come in, it's all in real time. As soon as somebody types something down and hits submit, you're getting it. So you can have the GM get it, the sales manager get it, the service manager get it. It's all by what department they're in. But we also have escalation. Hey, you get a text message. If somebody doesn't respond to feedback, you can say, hey, after 10 minutes, send me a text saying that feedback hasn't responded to. We also have accountability. Anytime anybody looks at that feedback in our system, we tag them with a time and date.
So the GM can now go in there and go, hey, both you guys saw this. Why don't y'all respond? So we have accountability set up like that. And then every day at noon, you get an email from us with every single one of your open feedbacks. So once you take care of the feedback, if your market is pending, you need to still investigate something, the market is closed and it's off. But every day you get an email with, here are your five or six feedbacks. Here's when they came in. Here's what the customer said. Here's when somebody responded to it or didn't respond to it. That way it's keeping somebody accountable. Hey, you got that email. Why didn't anybody take care of these feedbacks? So all sorts of things to make sure. Back to your question you asked me, and I don't think I answered it. When we first launch a business, we'll have the training. It's okay, guys, I'm going to turn it on. And if it's a high-volume store that's processing a bunch of ROs, so we'll turn it on at the beginning of the meeting. During the meeting, an hour training to get everybody trained, launch, etc. While we're there, five or six feedbacks will come in while we're doing the training. So they're getting them in. And with the AI, I can show them, hey, guys, here comes a few of feedback. Hey, I picked up my car. I had my old change. Y'all told me an hour, but it took 2.5 hours. We hit generate AI, recommend a response. And in 2 seconds, hello, Mr. Smith. We apologize it took so long to fix your oil, to do your oil change. Next time, we'll make sure that we do a better job. If you can give me a call at XYZ number, and I'll help you out, or whatever it is.
Right.
And now we can respond immediately.
They know you care at that point. And that's huge. That's the thing. I think that most people think that car guys and dealerships, whether it's selling or inside the service department, just don't care. That we're just in it for profit. We're in it for money. Don't get me wrong. We are in it for profit. But we're also in it to help people. And we all have good hearts, and we don't want to do it. We don't want to earn money the wrong way. We want to earn money the right way. And a lot of times, dealers are scared to respond, or they just don't respond because they don't know, or they're scared to ask, I should say. They're scared to put that out there and say, hey, tell me if I'm doing a good job or not. I'm going to tell you, dealers, if you want to take your business to the next level, let the people that you're helping tell you how to help them, period. And that's the best way to do it. Whether you're doing it right or wrong, your perception may be perfect, but to somebody out there who's going through the process, they may see a big hurdle that's just unnecessary that can really change everything that you're doing at the store and provide a much cleaner and much more transparent and much more collabed experience, right? When you have a collab experience for where the consumer and the dealership or whatever service is giving there works together, yeah, beautiful.
So, Adam, I don't know if you touched it earlier, but the feedback you've gotten from the dealers and from those that are actually experiencing it, salespeople, managers, GMs, whomever, but from the actual dealers and entrepreneurs, what's been the feedback you've been getting from them? You're going from wherever they are as you launch to where it is that you take them to as rapid as you do. What's some of the feedback you've got from them?
So most of the dealerships that we launch, they automatically see, like I said, a minimum of 100 five-star reviews that they never saw before. Man, they get them every once in a while, a five-star here, a five-star there. They're getting 10 to 15 every single day, right? So that's been one of the positive things. And then the second thing that we get is that within 6 months, we make a number one in the market. So we have on our page, we have a competition map where we show you how you look against your competition. And within 3 to 6 months, they were here, and now they're here.
Compared to the competition. Wow, what a value proposition that is.
It's huge.
3 to 6 months, you can be number one and rated with the stars to prove it. That's brilliant solutions, car guys.
And you know, the fact of the matter is, it's hard to get there unless you actually see the numbers. Right. You actually see the data in front of you. And that's what they're doing. They're bringing that data for you, the information from your customers, to be able to serve them better and to be able to get the better reviews before they become bad reviews. Like you said, most people don't want to give you a bad review. They just want you to fix the issue. If you fix the issue, they're going to give you 6 stars if they can, right? That's what happens. So, beautiful stuff.
And you got to make it easy. You can't tell a customer, hey, can you do me the email, Google? Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, they're not doing it.
Soon life goes on.
They already forgot.
If I go, hey, I'm going to say, you're going to get a text message in the next 15 seconds. Tell us how we did. I hit a 5-star and it takes me right to my Google page. We're going to hit that 5-star and leave a, you don't even have to leave a comment. All we care about, all dealerships care about, give me that 5-star on Google.
Give me 5-star because it does make a difference. Like you said, if you have 500 people and you're a 4.4, but somebody has 600 and they're a 4.5, I'm going to 4.5 with 500 people every time.
Why wouldn't you?
If you know nothing else.
Just looking at numbers. And numbers don't lie, my friends. Just saying.
They don't lie. So, folks, take it from us over here at Car Guy Coffee. They are 100% CGC approved.
Yeah, they are.
We can't wait to give you more information on them. And that's coming from Car Guy Coffee, who is 5-star Google rated, just so y'all know. We're going to keep that out there. But besides that, Adam, it's been awesome having you on the show. So thankful. We high five around these parts. We get things popping and locking. We got a couple more coming, but first we're going to forget Focus Flock so that we can keep growing. Because if you haven't been getting the feedback from your customers, hey, no excuses. Wipe it off. Let's go ahead, forgive. Let's focus on getting reviews.
That's right.
Get reviews and make it easy.
Realtimefeedback.com is the website.
Realtimefeedback.com. Simple as that, my friends. Reach out to them. And they're also V20, baby. So you reach out to them. If you got any questions, reach out to us. We'll get you connected. All right?
We'll see
you
guys soon. So we're going to wipe off the weight of unforgiveness. We're going to focus, and we're going to fly together. We're going to say it real loud. So hold this out real quick. On three. Hands on the shoulders. One, two, three.
Forgive. Focus. Fly. And keep growing. Keep growing.
Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. I'm Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
I'm Frelin, our subprime hero.
And you've been doing some Car Guy Coffee Podcast at the Pure Cars booth at Digital Dealer 2023 in fabulous Las Vegas with the one, the only, Adam Alvia. I'll tell you right, we got it right.
Yeah,
we got it right.
Awesome.
Yeah, I need to, man. Everywhere you walk, every room you walk to, ladies and gentlemen.
The one, the only. Well, we'll see you all later. Thanks for tuning in. See you soon. We out.
Peace.